Arctic air continues to have a firm grip on our weather across the Northeast. In the coming days, that grip will loosen a bit, allowing temperatures to gradually climb, especially later this week. But in the meantime, the first couple of days of this week will continue to be extremely cold across our area. Highs today have been in the teens and low 20s. On average, we're about 15 to 20 degrees below normal levels for early March. It has been a bright day across the North Country. Clouds have been a bit stubborn in southern areas, though they are starting to break up now. Those clouds are in association with a winter storm that is rolling through portions of the Mid-Atlantic. The storm has delivered accumulating snow to southern New Jersey, Delaware, Maryland, Virginia, and the Washington, D.C. area. Last night, the northern fringe of that storm brought just a little touch of snow to the New York City area and also the Westchester area before that snow line drifted back down to the south. That storm continues to move off to the east. We will have high pressure build in from the west tonight, so it will be mostly clear and very cold as temperatures fall back into the single digits below zero in most areas. We'll have some teens below zero across the North Country. During the day tomorrow, that high will move off to the east. We'll see an upper-level disturbance come in from the northwest, so clouds will increase through the day tomorrow, and there is the chance for a round of snow showers or light snow, primarily in the northern half of our area. Accumulations will be generally light, ranging from a covering to about 2 inches in most locations, though we could see some 3 or 4 inch totals in the mountains. Temperatures tomorrow will be cold once again, running mainly in the teens and 20s across our area. We'll start to see temperatures climb slightly on Wednesday. We should see more areas come up into the 20s. We'll have the chance for some more snow showers. And by Thursday, there's a chance we could actually touch the freezing mark in some spots. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly clear and cold, low in the single digits and teens below zero. Tomorrow, becoming mostly cloudy, a chance of snow showers or light snow, high 15 to 20. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Mostly clear and cold tonight, low in the single digits and teens below zero. Tomorrow becoming mostly cloudy, with a chance of snow showers or light snow, high 15 to 20. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight mostly clear, low in the single digits above and below zero. Tomorrow a mix of sun and increasing clouds, high in the mid-20s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, mostly clear and cold tonight, low in the single digits below zero, and tomorrow becoming mostly cloudy, chance of an afternoon flurry, high in the lower 20s. Region-wide on Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a chance of snow showers or flurries, continued cold, highs in the teens and 20s, and on Thursday, mostly cloudy with a chance of snow showers or flurries, high 26 to 32. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.